The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Dork Podcast. It's the Dork Podcast.
Rich Keith.
It's the Dork Podcast.
Hashtag.
It's the hashtag Dork Podcast.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Hashtag Dork. I'm your host, Rich Keith, joined as always by Ryan Davey. Davey, how are you?
Feeling fine, my man.
Oh, good, good. Good to hear your voice once again, Ryan. Also joining us this week, once again, for the second consecutive week, is Goo from Mac and Goo. Goo, how are you?
Did someone say Deja Goo? Another Goo Halloween podcast?
Yes.
So many.
If they didn't say it, they should have. That is very snappy. I could see that on a t-shirt at some point. Guys, we're talking about the new Halloween, and we will get to that shortly, and we have a lot to get to with that film. But first, let's get to the news. Guys, let's get a quick tally here. Davey, where are you at in Daredevil Season 3?
I am currently at the season finale. So
Jeepers, crow. Oh,
I had my weekend.
You really went BD into Daredevil, huh?
Sure did.
It is a good program. I'll say that much about it. It's a very strong program.
A lot of depth there. I'm having a lot of fun with it.
It's definitely going to be a standalone episode, and we'll do it probably sooner than I even thought. If you're already done, we'll probably get to that early November. I'm thinking I'm like four episodes in and loving it.
Yeah, I'm cranking right now, so I'm all for it.
Goo, you watching this?
Yes, I am. I am on episode 3. My big issue right now is that when I watch it in bed, I keep falling asleep, not because the show is bad, but because I'm just always tired.
Yeah, you're really sleepy. You're a sleepy guy. Do you always watch a whole episode through, or do you ever like pause it like halfway through?
I actually do it where I like to watch the end of the episodes and then the beginning of the next episode and then stop right in the middle.
See, I try to do it where I never start an episode where I know I'm probably not going to make it. You know what I mean?
So yeah, I hear you. Like you try to get through the whole thing.
I don't want to finish.
You know what you're not going to have to worry about?
So how does DC not look at this and say, let's make 8-part Batman stories?
The
DC channel. Why not do this? Why not do year one? Why not do a long Halloween? Why not try and figure out The Dark Knight Returns?
I was wondering, like, so that Titan show is out. I haven't seen it yet, but they've had a couple episodes. And somebody brought up a great point. It might have been you, Goo. Like, you don't need to necessarily tell a story within 13 episodes. You could tell 13 different stories if you wanted. Yeah, I'm with you. They should do, like, all these, like, mini movies. Like, Netflix is capable of it, so they should do that. With all kinds of characters.
How about a mature-rated Constantine Hellblazer series?
Oh, that'd be awesome. Constantine, any kind of Justice League Dark stuff would be awesome.
If DC did this and then charged $100 a month, they would have my money.
Full-time Goo's doing pretty well.
I mean, FDG is just wasting money like one's business. Don't tell my wife, and hopefully she's not listening right now.
Well, you know what nobody is going to watch is Luke Cage Season 3, because just a week after Iron Fist got axed, Luke Cage got axed. So no surprise there. Luke Cage Season 1 and 2 were both better than Iron Fist 1, but they were both worse than Iron Fist 2. And if you're not going to do another Iron Fist, it doesn't make sense, so I don't think, to do a Luke Cage.
No, and I think what you're going to see, too, is they're going to actually start dumping all of these series. So I wouldn't be surprised if they dumped Jessica Jones and Daredevil off of Netflix and put it on their streaming service, which is coming down the pipe,
Orange is the New Black also get canceled, so they're dumping a lot of their more expensive shows.
Yeah. You know what's... Well, and we're not there yet, but the way Daredevil is going, I really don't want it to end. But Daredevil's also their first, so maybe they're a little bit more protective of that one. But we'll see, because Netflix... I was just thinking about this the other day. Like, Netflix, there are so many shows that they have that make it worth it. Because, like, the movies are... It's not a great collection. Like, it kind of comes and goes. Yeah. Big Mouth. Yeah, you're right. Big Mouth, American Vandal, What was that show called where like they interviewed the serial killers? What the hell was that one called?
There's one called First and Last, and what they do, the first day of prison and the last day of prison. That one's really good.
Oh, there was that one.
Yeah. I know the one you're talking about, though, where all the guys who were convicted murderers, like they talked to them and like their whole story. That one was really good.
That was awesome. And then, but you know, you go through all these different shows and like Daredevil, Jessica Jones and whatever else, like it's pretty loaded. Like you got Netflix. Like
the only movies that I want to watch on it is like Thor Ragnarok and whatever Marvel movies on there. But those are all getting dumped off anyways.
Right. Yeah,
luckily,
exactly.
I don't pay for Netflix, so I don't really care.
Oh, look at you.
Oh, you're one of those guys.
How about
I'm one of those guys.
That's going to bug me. Oh, Mindhunter. Mindhunter is the name of the show. Yes. There it is. Perfect. Speaking of Netflix, Goo, have you watched the Adam Sandler stand-up yet?
I have not seen it, and I am going to watch it immediately after this. But when I say that, I mean after the World Series, because that is just the nuisance that's in my way.
Yeah, that's sucking up a lot of our time. It's great. Yep. We like it. But I'd probably be done with Daredevil if it wasn't for the World Series.
Ask me.
Ryan, are you going to watch that Adam Sandler stand-up special?
Hard fucking pass on that.
Okay. All right. Oh, with the language. On, please. You didn't like Sandler. You don't like the Sandman?
I don't being a real horse right now.
I'm not being naysayer. No. I found him funny when I was like 12, 13 years old with They're All Gonna Laugh at You. I thought that was a riot.
That was amazing. That's the that same guy. He's in there somewhere.
And he kind of lost me with, I thought you talking about a little reverse action and a few Chardonnays was actually funnier than him doing it. So that's where he kind of lost me.
Yeah, that album wasn't as strong. His first two, I'll tell you, I'll put up next to anybody's comedy albums. I love those first two.
Davey, hear me out. Yeah. What if he's up there and he starts telling jokes and then out of nowhere, Rob Schneider shows up.
Yes.
David Spade shows up.
They're going to pan to those dudes in the audience. Like they're all going to be there.
No, but what they do is they just sit behind him on stage and laugh. So you can see them laugh, which means that you know when to laugh.
Yeah, right. Can we get Kevin Nealon for like a quick 30 seconds?
Rob Schneider is an audience member.
Get all those guys in there. Just get the whole gang together. Could Kevin James be a part of it?
I hate Kevin James.
All right.
What sucks about what sucks about him the most is that they're replacing Chris Farley with him.
It's a significant drop off.
He sucks.
I mean, that is, I'm trying to think of the equivalent. I mean, that is.
That's like he's like Jim Belushi. Like they swapped John Belushi for Jim Belushi. Like that's the worst.
Yeah, it is. It pretty much is. I was trying to think of like the quarterback equivalent. It was like Jim Kelly to like Rob Johnson or whatever the hell they had to switch to. But yeah, that's a drop for sure. And
Rodney Dangerfield for, was that Jackie, the guy from Caddyshack 2?
Oh, yes. Oh. Jackie Wacky Mason. Golf.
Jackie Mason, yeah.
Yeah.
Not great. One bit of movie news here. Wonder Woman 1984, which apparently they're sticking with that. It's not Wonder Woman 2. It's Wonder Woman 1984, has been pushed back several months. It is now coming out June 5th, 2020.
No, it isn't.
So the DC universe is still alive. Yes, it is, Ryan.
No, it isn't.
People love the DC films.
I was going to say, there is no way the wonderful world of DC is still afloat at this point.
It's going to be like a one-off then, I think, at that point, right? I think this movie does come out because the first one did really well.
Yeah, it's a cash grab at this point.
I think this one comes out.
Maybe it's like a free agent, though, where like other franchises can pick it up.
Yeah, somebody should maybe just snap it. Just be like, you know what, we'll take it. It's like, you're Image Comics. What are you doing? Like, we'll take it.
We'll take that.
All right, so that's that. Anything else before we get to Ryan's news?
Oh, this is going to be a quick one.
All right, let's get to Ryan's news.
It's time for Davey's Video Game Minute. Even if it takes more than a minute.
What do you have, Ryan?
All I got is if you're not playing the DLC for Spider-Man with the heist with Black Cat and you're not playing Red Dead Redemption, you don't deserve to listen to anything else I have to say. Next topic.
So do I just turn my microphone off and go home?
Yes, you do.
I'm already home, but
Davey, you should get the DLC for Spider-Man.
I'm 23% into the game. I'm just swinging around, having a good time.
So I guess, the way they do it, it's actually pretty fascinating. Like I was looking at I played about 10 minutes of it today when I had a minute just to see what it was all about. You can switch between the story mode and the DLC, so it doesn't actually count for the other.
Look at that. Nice. You can switch betwixt them?
Betwixt, yes.
Nice. I like that.
So that doesn't affect your overall progress, Goo. So like your 100%, your 23% will stay at 23% for the main story.
I have a question for Davey right now, actually.
Sure.
Are we doing the hockey thing? Are we going to play hockey together?
I'm ready. I'm PS4? Ready to play hockey with fucking anybody. Mm,
I don't own the hockey game.
Yeah, I'm kind of waiting for Black Friday to buy it for 40.
Yeah.
I'm ready to go. So we'll wait. We can wait. Hockey season goes till like June, so we got time.
Yeah.
Because we still have another week of Halloween Overwatch. And then I got to get Red Dead Redemption, and then I don't really know how much time I'm going to have for the hockey.
You're
but that's
going to have a lot of time for it.
Yeah, Red Dead's going to be. Yeah. Oh, right. And then Last of Us 2. Yeah, and Red Dead's going to be my new Spider-Man, where I just turn it on and just zone out and play.
And
so
I'm gone for 4 or 5 hours.
You're not going to see or hear me.
Now, so the other thing too is I'm reading that the horse is permadeath. So once your horse dies, it's dead.
Oh, that I don't like. Oh, I had this popped up to me the other day. So I was in Charleston, South Carolina for a wedding over the weekend. I'm the man. Guess who was on my flight? Oh, I already told you guys.
Busy told Phillips. Us, but you didn't tell the audience.
Great guess, Goo. It was Busy Phillips.
Top of mind, first guess.
That's an incredible guess. It would have been better if I had not told you guys. But
I brought a ton of Cougar Town yesterday, and I'm like, I bet he saw Busy Phillips.
I brought it up on the radio program today, and when I said a celebrity was on my plane, and then I said it was Busy Phillips, Dale Arnold laughed as though he was being tickled by an octopus. To which I say, Busy Phillips definitely passes the celebrity test, right?
Absolutely. She's a celebrity, absolutely. Yeah. She's Kim Kelly from Freaks and Geeks. Yeah.
She's been on several long-running television shows.
Right, and she's great friends with Michelle Williams and always walks the red carpet with her.
She's very tall. She has very big hands from what I can see.
Now, I don't know if that adds up, but she is, certainly a celebrity. And now, vis-a-vis, friend of the podcast.
Friend of the podcast, Busy Phillips.
If we see you in person, not at a convention, because that's too many people, it doesn't really count. But if we see you in person, you are now a friend of the podcast with Busy Phillips, who is sitting front row center. Although, one of those planes, it's like, we don't really have a first class, but like you can sit in the front, like one of those type of deals. But anyway, my point was, I was down in Charleston, and they're doing like the horse like rides. Like people can like do like a horse and buggy type of situation for tours. I dare you to find a sadder existence than horses. I feel terrible for horses.
Do you?
Yeah, I feel like they're miserable. Like there's no way they just want to pull your lazy ass around.
Those horses are probably miserable, yeah. But the hosses they just let run around there?
I mean, the hosses that are out there, and then like the hosses that go to stud and just are just like banging other hosses. Like I'm sure they're having a nice time.
You could have pulled out a brush, gave them a nice braid.
Yeah, I could have brushed them.
Made their day.
Just pet them so slow. But, like, those horses are miserable. They're clippity-cloppity all around, like, a city?
No way is that a good time.
No, I don't think they like that.
A big, like, bag bucket thing, though. Remember that episode of Seinfeld with Rusty, the beef-arena? Yep.
Oh, of course. Of course. Rusty!
Rusty! Rusty!
Yeah. So, anyway, that's the horse minute.
And that's the Davey video game.
I was trying to keep that under a minute, but it didn't happen.
No, don't worry. You won't get penalized for the horse talk. That's got nothing to do with you.
This has been Davey's horse minute. Thank you.
But the Busy Phillips, is this a celebrity test? Busy Phillips, yes. Yes on that. All right. Are you guys ready for the topic du jour?
I was thinking about husses. What were you talking about?
The topic of the day, and today it is Halloween. The film that came out.
1978?
Nope.
2007?
No, not that one.
No.
2018's Halloween, which I still am. And we talked about this last week on the Halloween franchise episode. Still a little bit hung up on the title because this is a sequel. You would not name your sequel the same thing as the previous film.
Yeah, that seemed. I don't know what the choice was with that.
We don't want it to get confused.
There's already been two Halloween 2s, so we don't want to get confused there.
That's true. That would have been probably worse.
If the working title of this movie was like Halloween and then in parentheses sequel, and then they got to the end and they're like, oh shit, we haven't thought of a title yet. Just scratch sequel off.
No, that might be what it is. I mean, you can't not have it be Halloween because you're trying to make money. And they did. They made over $77 million. So they were number one at the box office. They broke all kinds of records as far as horror movies and horror movies with a female lead. Jamie Lee Curtis was tweeting about a female lead that was over 55, like all this stuff. So they dominated the box office. At Rotten Tomatoes, it's currently rocking an 80% by the critics, 77% by the audience. It was 1 hour, 45 minutes, which I felt like was a good amount of time, and rated R. Ryan, let me first start with you as we do non-spoilers here for
the new... Are you saying Ryan or Brian?
I never have once called you Brian, so...
I'm sure that's the very first time anyone on either of our podcasts has knows for sure that your name is Brian.
So you can check that at the door. Yeah, I think I can help you guys out on the Pan Pam. We start non-spoilers as we always do, and Ryan Davey, did you like it?
Yes.
Goo, did you like it?
Yes.
I also liked it.
Podcast over. All right.
Podcast over. That was fun.
Thanks for listening, guys. You can check us out on the iTunes at hashtag dork. Now, I liked it. Now, I guess with any kind of movie like this, let me take it once further. Did either of you love it?
I didn't. I liked it. I didn't love it.
Yeah, I think
out of the theater, I thought that I loved it, and every day that has gone by, I have liked it a little bit less.
I liked it.
Yeah, that kind of makes sense.
I liked it more than a friend liked it, but I didn't love it.
Okay, right in that sweet spot, almost, yeah. Kind of almost dangerous in a way,
but also safe.
But safe.
Yeah,
Michael Myers was in the movie.
Michael Myers was in the movie.
I wasn't sure by the title because it didn't have his name in it. But
wasn't it? Which was a real departure from about three movies in a row there. Now, did you guys think it was scary?
No.
Parts. There were parts of me that were kind of scary. And not to get into any spoiler, we'll get into more in spoilers, but there were parts that were kind of scary to me. And I'll get into that in a little bit.
Yeah, and I agree. I don't think it wasn't, but I also... You know, and I'm still somebody that will freak out. Like if I am watching a movie in the Dragon's Lair here by myself, I get freaked out, or I'll see stuff, or I think I see stuff. So, maybe I've just seen Michael Myers so many times that I'm he's sweet. I'm not really scared of him.
No, I also think that it was very comparable to the 1978 one, where a lot of the kills are off screen. They're kind of done tastefully, which is really weird.
Yeah,
and they do a great job using mirrors, windows, foregrounds, backgrounds, macros.
It's a cool movie. Yeah, it's well shot. It's a cool movie. Well shot. Yeah,
and the music is really good. The music builds suspense. There is one part in the movie where this guitar riff starts to play,
and Wonder Woman showed up.
It sent shivers up my spine.
Well, there were two things that scared me, and again, we'll get to that in spoilers, but we'll talk about
one was
that,
with the prices of those tickets, am I right?
Am I right? How about 30 minutes of previews in this goddamn thing, too?
Oh my god. And oh my shit, we should actually mention some of those. So there was 30 minutes of previews, and they were all horror movies, by the way.
Yeah.
I didn't see any of the previews.
Oh, did you show up right on time?
I showed up 1 minute late for the movie, and I wasn't sure what was happening. And then I'm like, I think those are podcasters.
So there were some crazy ones I'd never heard of. Also, I don't think I knew they were doing a Happy Death Day 2.
Oh my god, does that look fucking terrible or what?
And I actually the first one to me was a pleasant surprise. I enjoyed it. It was a pretty simple premise, but I thought it was good. The second one, I'm like, you're bringing back the same cast? I don't know about this.
You're playing 50 Cent. Go Shorty, it's your birthday.
Yeah.
During this trailer
song,
because that was supposed to be her ringtone. It's weird because there was a ringtone in the movie, and then there's also a ringtone for the trailer. The ringtone in the movie is also my ringtone now. It's some ridiculous song.
May I ask each of you a very personal question?
Please do.
Of course.
I was 18.
What was your first ringtone on your cell phone?
Take me out to the ball game in the Nokia brick phone.
I'm saying first purchased one, not just whatever is in the brick phone.
Oh, so first of all, I am cheap, and so I've never paid for a ringtone, but I would get the equipment and the right app and do the thing where you could get it for free, do it yourself, basically. And
do you ever do it yourself?
Yeah, I like to do it myself. No, the first one I remember having was probably the NBA on NBC theme, that nice. John Tesh had.
Round Ball Magic?
Yeah. Round Ball Rock.
Oh, it was Round Ball. I'll do you one better, Goo. I actually had a ring back. Remember when you used to call people and instead of ringing, it would play music?
Yeah, what would you play?
I played For the Love of You, Parts 1 and 2 by the Isley Brothers, which is a sweet, sweet jam.
So everyone wanted to call Davey.
Yeah, they all wanted to call me.
Call him right now. Call him now.
There were actually people who were so in the groove, they actually yelled at me for picking up my phone.
Don't answer it.
I'm calling you back.
What did you have, Goo?
I had Immigrant Song.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, my God. Solid.
I hate that. One of my roommates, in college used to. Used to wake up to that song every morning at full blast. I can't listen to it anymore.
So you must have hated Thor Ragnarok because they played it 40
Yeah, that at 6 o'clock in the morning is not great.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway,
what are we talking about?
We are off the rails here.
The new Halloween 2018 just came out last week. No, I also think part of it is, even though they've changed the mask like a bunch of times, it's still Michael Myers. Whereas like the mask or the face that they use in the movie The Nun, that scares me way more than Michael Myers. Like Michael Myers, you've seen it so many times that you have to be scary other than that. Now, if you're new to the franchise, then like, Maybe that is more scary to you than like us who've watched all the movies.
I think that if you grew up on other movies that are like more recent, like that aren't slasher movies, you're not going to find this scary either.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, yeah, because there's slashers, you know, there was obviously so many of them for such a long time, and then they've sort of cooled them out a little bit. So but it is
except
different.
For Scream.
I love Scream.
Like what do you find scary? Like, you know what I mean? Like I don't necessarily find slasher movies. They're entertaining, but I don't think they're very scary.
This economy.
And this economy.
How about those clowns on Congress?
That is scary.
Guys, you know? It's just a little real world humor for you there. Just trying to make it light.
We're trying to be topical here.
So here's one thing I would say is last week we ranked all of the Halloween movies. We each had, you know, our own list. There's sort of a, you know, there's some ones that have to be locked in at certain places. Other are more up for debate. The expectation for all of us was that this was going to be the second best Halloween movie in the franchise.
Yep.
And I think it definitely is.
Absolutely is. Not even close.
Yeah, I agree completely. Not to use the mac and goo hot dog system here.
Sure.
But, I mean, Halloween 4 is my second favorite Halloween movie going into this one.
Me too.
And it's like a 24, 25 dogger. Like, I like it.
But yeah, but it's
not a good movie.
Nah, it really is not.
Whereas this, I'll give my actual score in a second, but this is like far above that.
This really actually, like, when you say it's the second best in the series, it really doesn't explain anything. No shit. It's not as good as a classic, maybe the best horror movie ever, and it's better than a bunch
Halloween
of shitbirds.
1978 is a 40 dogger, 6 stone movie.
Yes.
Absolutely. I absolutely agree.
Yeah, this one, well, we'll get to that in just a second.
Yeah.
Where do you think it ranks? I don't have to like actually rank them, but like within like recent horror movies. So like sort of the list that me and Davey went through for, you know, horror movies since 2010. Like, I'm going to throw some horror movies out there and you say if Halloween was better or worse than.
Oh, perfect. All right, go ahead.
Okay. Let's see. Get Out.
Worse.
It's worse than that.
Yes, it was worse than that. Don't
Breathe.
It's
a better horror movie though. So it's a worse movie, but it might be a better horror movie.
That's true. With Get Out, you might be right. It might be a better horror movie. What about Don't Breathe?
Worse. I like Don't Breathe better.
Yeah.
Yeah, Halloween was worse.
Yeah.
What about A Quiet Place?
I like A Quiet Place more, but it's pretty similar.
I think it's better. All right. So, no, you got to break the tie. You got to break the tie.
All right. Halloween, A Quiet Halloween Place is better than Halloween.
What about Green Room?
Oof.
It's kind of like right
Halloween's
there.
Better. Halloween's better.
Yeah,
yet to see Green Room. I'm gonna have to check that.
Okay, give that a go. What about Creep or Creep 2? I think it's definitely better than Creep 2 in my mind. It's probably slightly worse than the first Creep.
It's worse than Creep.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Creep was so original when you saw it, where you didn't have all that backstory and you were learning as you were going along.
Right.
Yeah.
Movies like so if this was in the Conjuring universe, for example, I would say it's worse than the first Conjuring for sure, but it might be better than all the other ones, like Conjuring 2, Annabelle, Annabelle 2, and The Nun.
I agree.
I know you guys haven't seen The Nun, but
I'd say in terms of straight horror, I would say The Conjuring is the kind of the gold standard for like straight horror movie.
Yeah, especially the last 5 years, but maybe even long, you know, 10, 20 years for God's sakes. All right, what about should people see this in the theater?
Yeah. I had a lot of fun seeing it in theaters. I really liked seeing it with all the other people. I went to a theater where people yelled at the screen, which was pretty fun, actually.
I like that. Yep, that's a good time. Sure.
So I would say, yeah, check it out, and hopefully it's a full house.
Yeah, and I think it's fun. I like seeing horror. I like seeing horror movies. It's a good date movie.
Yeah, and that's exactly what I was going to say. So I went by myself, which I am wont to do.
Sure.
But I was between two couples, and it looked like a lot of fun for them. I'll get into where my wife was during this whole thing. It's a point 69? Of contention. But
69. What?
What's that?
Goob made an off-color comment about us. About a 69.
Oh, come on.
Let's just move on.
Just clean it up.
He said, did he make thickener warm? And I said, goo, that's 2 weeks in a row. Take it back right now.
There was a lot of smooching in there.
You do you.
What are you going to do?
That's a bad thing.
I don't often make requests to you guys, but can you just do a Big Mouth episode?
We should, Ryan. This episode, or this last season, was so good.
Yeah.
Because you could just do the impression the whole time. And then when he starts, he gets his pitch gets so high by the end. He's like, I got to go to James' party, baby.
Yeah. I got to work on it a little bit. That was a bad one. I just said, I got to work on it.
No, but, I was so upset when I went to watch it the other day and I realized there was only 10 episodes.
Yeah, it's sad. It's like 5 hours. It's less than 5 hours worth of stuff.
We can, anyway, so we can tell embarrassing puberty stories.
We'll put a pin in it. We'll definitely get. We'll do a Big Mouth. So, which,
by the way, one of the characters in this movie reminded me of the young hormone monster.
The kid. Yeah.
Yeah. I hated the young hormone monster. But anyway, all right.
That was Matt's favorite character.
Was it really?
Of course it was.
Oh my Christ! Just when I think that me and him are like lining up with stuff, there's like something like that where I'm like, couldn't be further from being similar. All right, dork score here. Let's start with you, Ryan.
4.5 out of 6.
Goo.
4.5, but it might fall to a 4 within a couple of weeks.
Yeah, it's funny. We did not go over this before class, but I also had a 4.5.
Oh, nice.
All right.
Podcast, I was thinking 4.5. Yeah, that's it. Because I was thinking 5, it's not good enough to be a 5, but 4 felt low, especially with the way I score things and some of the 4s I've given out in the past. So 4.5, I think, is a nice sweet spot. And that might be the cusp, too, of like, go see it in the theater.
It's better. You know? 4 is a 66%. So
Yeah, 4 is not anything to get excited about, so...
It's passing. the same score that Rich gave Suicide Squad, if that's going to...
I'm not going to live that down, I don't think.
So when do you guys want to have a Days of Future Past episode where we just go back and fix all of our scores?
Because of Future Past, Goo, or a H2O? They did the same goddamn thing. Yeah. Or this Halloween.
Can we just call it Dork Podcast 1?
No, we do.
Dork Podcast Rebirth?
Yeah,
Days of Future Dork. We'll figure it out. Well, Dorks, we're all around
Dorks
it.
Dorks of Future Past.
We're circling it. Dorks of Future Past.
Because we are in a real corner right now with some of our scores.
We kind of are.
Yeah, and then it's a good point because then I start to like give movies like better scores than they deserve because I'm like, well, they're not like this in that shit pile.
I would say maybe visit Jurassic World, Fallen Kingdom.
You want to give it a few more points?
I'll give it one more point.
Speaking of Jurassic World,
Davey was bullied into a higher score on that one.
Yeah, this I movie, gave it a 2, and you yelled at me.
This movie is a lot like Jurassic World, by the way.
What? I'll listen.
Where it's a movie that feels like they made all of the set pieces, and they had the ideas, and they just took a bunch of member berries and tossed it up there, and then kind of built the story around that. It felt a bit like Jurassic World. Plus,
all right, let's get... Hold on a second. Hold on a second. We'll get... Is she playing the same character? No. Let's get into spoilers. Unless you guys have something else you think is relevant for non-spoilers. So we're all giving it 4.5s. We all say see it in the theater. Second best in the franchise. That's a pretty good takeaway. All right, spoilers.
Spoilers! 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 Here come the spoilers!
Let's go. Best parts, worst parts. I got some other ideas to kick around. You know, the ending we'll get to, some of the little character breakdown and everything else. But let's start with best parts. What jumped out to you? What did you like about the movie, Ryan?
I think the more important question, Rich, is if you guys had $3,000 to spend on a guest, who would you get?
Oh, great start. I was going to say, great start, Goo. What podcaster has fucking $3,000 to throw around?
$3,000 I'm borrowing a microphone right now. And we got $3,000
Seriously.
Are you kidding me? We're not getting it on hashtag dork.
Money,
but yeah,
these money bags with their $3,000 for their podcast.
I do like that, though, that like these are the guys, because these are very popular. These, yeah. these like, we're gonna solve a crime, or we're going to figure out, like, we're going to do stuff that nobody else could do. You're like, all right, great, good for you. And we're going to slap it together on a podcast. So you have these two idiots that decide they're going to go interview Michael Myers. And with $3,000, yeah, I don't know who I would interview to answer that question.
I know who you would interview. Come on.
Rebecca Gayheart.
Rebecca, or you're calling Carrie Coon.
Oh, Carrie Coon would be good.
$3,000 to just sit on our podcast for an hour.
I don't know if we would get a real uptick in downloads that week, to be honest. Maybe Busy Phillips. We'll see what she's up to.
Yeah, see what she's up to. She's not busy.
Hey, why were you on that plane? She's like, what?
Be like, hey, Busy, want to be on my podcast? No, I have $3,000.
No, all right, since Google, you know, if I had $3,000, you know who I'm getting on this podcast?
Who is that?
And I'm going to rip him to shreds.
Don't you dare say Kevin Smith.
Not Kevin Smith. You know who I want?
Because he would do it for free if you just ask him.
No, Kevin Smith would do it for us.
You know who I want right now?
Donuts.
Who is that?
Billy Mitchell.
Oh, I think that's a great choice because I don't think he would do it for free, but for $3,000, he'd be all in.
He'll do it. He's hurting right now, and I'm going to rip his ass apart.
Hurting for a squirting. Yeah.
Yeah.
As a, it doesn't
Brian
really.
Koo with you. It's scumbag.
Billy Mitchell and Brian Koo would probably be the best interview we could do. Of course, the guys from the King of Kong. I guess my question would be, what interview would get the most downloads possible? Not that that's the most important thing, but I'm just for that question alone. So I guess don't say Trump. That doesn't count. Somebody
the guy
else
that I threw at Mac that he then said he would like to bottle party him was Ryan Johnson.
Oh, leave Ryan Johnson alone.
Yeah, tell Davey's not as down.
Tell Mac to get over it.
I'm going to keep on name dropping Mac. It's fine.
I think Ryan Reynolds, I think, would be a ton of hits.
Oh, he'd be awesome, too.
Robert Downey Jr. would be a ton.
Alf.
Alf would be really strong.
How about the Russo brothers would be a big one.
Yes. Russo brothers. Yeah, Russo brothers would be a good one, especially. And like the other thing is, like, it's James one thing to have those guys on there, but another thing if they sort of like broke a little bit of news.
Yeah,
that would be Casey Affleck.
Ben Affleck, yeah.
Casey Affleck, that Jinx. Son of a bitch. And then he tried going back on it. I'm like, wait a minute. But anyway, what I thought one of the best parts of the movie though was the whole idea of the separate timelines and getting rid of all those other movies, and you can enjoy them, you can not enjoy them, you can stick them up your bum, you can do whatever you want with those movies. But going from the first one, here's my prediction for you guys, is this is going to be the new wave of horror movies where they used to just do sequels and you're like, okay, there's sequels, and then they're like, oh, we're going to remake it. Forget that. They're going to go back to a really good movie and say, we're starting from right after. So anything you saw in the second movie that probably wasn't as good, or certainly the third movie, we're trashing that.
Sounds
so they might
like
go
Jurassic World.
Well, in a way, I mean, that's what I think they're going to do, though. I think it's going to be similar to how, like, so, you know, Friday the 13th or Nightmare on Elm Street or Texas Chainsaw. Like, they're just going to take it right from that movie and go from there. That's my prediction.
So one of my favorite part of this movie, and this goes back to, like, was it scary? In the very beginning, like, so it kind of, and I'll get into this a little bit too, it was a little bit disjointed in the beginning with the just like the pacing of the movie. But immediately what I found scary was one of the first kills that Michael has is a kid. And then there's a moment where he like just stabs this woman with like curlers in her hair in the kitchen. And then there's a baby crying and he stops in front of the crib. And I'm like, are they doing this?
Everybody was like, no.
Yeah. And then he walks away. But like that to me, like how far like they were willing to take that, like kind of freaked me out a little bit.
Also, yeah, big ups to Michael. Didn't kill any dogs in this movie.
I know. That was a big relief for me.
But he like killed that kid, poor German Shepherd immediately.
Yeah.
But the kid wanted to do ballet and he didn't like guns.
Yeah, so. He did not like guns. He did not want to go shooting. He was not a fan of that.
Who goes shooting in the middle of the night? Like, what are they doing?
Seemed like an odd time.
Terrible.
Seemed like an odd time to go.
Driving by a bus from a mental institution.
And the guy's like, let me get out and see what happened here.
Absolutely.
I'm like,
not.
I am taking off. Like, get out of here. No, but I did like the whole idea of we saw what happened on Halloween night to Lori 40 years ago, and clearly she's not right, because nobody would be. Like, if you were literally attacked and your friends were murdered by Michael Myers and he was wearing that mask and, like, the way he went after you, you can't explain it, and it's just the most bizarre thing in the world. And what, her two best friends, her friend's boyfriend were all killed. Like, Bob. You got kids. That's probably Bob's dead, so that's probably how you're gonna act. So I thought they captured that pretty well.
I loved the opening credits. This is the first time I was ever like, oh, a 3-minute opening credit, cool, awesome.
Yeah, with the font and the music and the pumpkin and everything. That was cool. That was pretty cool.
Music was great. They did a great job adjusting it to now. The atmosphere was very good. I loved all the throwbacks and the callbacks to 1978. I started to clap / laugh with joy when Michael killed his doctor.
Oh my God. Yeah.
It literally looked like he stepped on a cake and then just the cake splattered everywhere. It was phenomenal.
What did you think of that scene? It was actually in the trailer, but the one where they're at like the mental institute and you kind of get pretty close to him. Like, you don't see his face, but you see, like, his gray and, like, white beard and stuff. What did you think, guys, think of that?
I thought that was an interesting, because there were a couple times in the movie where you almost saw his face. Like, almost.
Yeah, I was waiting for
it. And I thought that was really cool. And there was one shot that I remember in particular where you did see that he was missing an eye.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, that's nice, because how many times in the later movies did he get shot in the eyes and, like, somehow he could still see?
Right. My only issue with seeing him as an old man is that we eventually see that he still has super strength, yet he is not connected to the Druid curse anymore. He's not a big hulking linebacker. He's not a super shredder, yet he can still pick people up with one hand and choke them out. Like, I don't know. There was something a little bit off with that.
He's what, 61 years old?
Yeah.
I mean, that's still like, there's some old man strength there going on.
He's still the boogeyman, though. Still the boogeyman.
He is. Which that still was actually boogeyman. Great in the movie, where they go out of their way to call him the Shape, the boogeyman, property of the state. They don't use his name a ton.
They did not reference Dick Baxter.
No.
Which is a shame. It's a real
shame. That was kind of a miss, I feel like, on their part. Not a single Dick Baxter drop. Or even Ben Tramer. They didn't mention him either.
Well, Ben Tramer died in Halloween too. I did some research.
So he could still be alive in this one, though.
Oh, yeah.
Knock your socks off.
Not wearing socks anymore.
I did like Laurie Strode's house, like the trap house. I enjoyed that. That was pretty badass. That was well done.
A little bit different. There was a house with a trap in it. A trap house is something completely different.
I'm sticking by it. I'm pretty sure it was a trap house.
I'm pretty sure they sold drugs out of that house.
I did love the entire Lori and Michael storyline. That was the best part of the movie storyline-wise. And the best character in the movie is the kid that was being babysat for.
Oh, he Julian. Was the best.
His name's Julian. Yeah, he's being babysat by Vicky, and he was hilarious. He, like, Danny McBride wrote all of his lines.
Oh, absolutely. You know he did.
100%.
When he saw Vicky getting killed, and he goes, oh, shit! And then he runs out the door, and he goes, no, you better fucking run! He's gonna kill you, too! Phenomenal. Yeah.
And then, but he's like, he hears her on the phone. He's like, your friend ain't coming over here to smoke weed? He's like, what? Like, I know what you're doing. Yeah, he was really good.
I love when she goes like, you're like my 10th favorite kid I nanny. And I nanny some real dum-dums or something like that.
Yeah, right.
He's some like, real dummies.
Now, so Goo mentioned the relationship, and really that's what all the Halloween movies for the most part come down to, is the relationship between Michael Myers and Laurie Strode. I guess here would be my question. I like that they're not related, because that was kind of lazy before. You're like, all right, you don't really need that. And what makes Michael scary is, you know, he's just going after everybody. However, he clearly does want to go after Laurie.
Counterpoint.
Let me ask the question, though. Oh, okay. How do you explain that if he is not related to her at any point?
Can I say counterpoint now?
Oh, yeah. Go ahead and scream it.
Okay. Counterpoint. Everything that he did in this was obviously very coincidental, but any time that he ended up in Haddonfield, it's because he followed the podcasters to his sister's grave. So that is why he ended up there. He ended up on the outskirts of town getting his mask back at the gas station. He then goes to his old house, his old neighborhood, to start killing people. He does not go after Lori. He sees Lori, and he might go after her for a second, but he doesn't you know, seek her out. He then ends up at her house, not because he chooses to, but because the doctor drives him there.
So you think it's just coincidence that he gets there?
It's all coincidence, baby.
Okay, because the doctor obviously wanted to see what happened if he killed Lori, because the doctor
is the worst character, but yes,
Dr. Sartain or whatever, who took over for Dr. Loomis,
not Dr. Loomis.
What? Yeah, he did.
No, no, I'm saying they called him not Dr. Loomis.
No, they called
Laurie Strode. She calls him the new Loomis at one point.
Oh, that's what it is.
Yeah, right. So the new Loomis.
And he is no Donald Pleasance.
He is no
Pleasance. He is no Donald Pleasance. That is for sure. Yeah, this guy kind of sucked. And actually, what he ended up being was more of a copy of the Man in Black.
Yes.
A little bit.
Yeah. You know, he was a guy who was like, he worked with Michael, but he really wanted to see what was going on so far as he would murder somebody just to save Michael Myers.
Although I did like that he put the mask on. For some reason, I did like that.
That was weird, but that was pretty good. Yeah, that whole scene, like in the car, then Michael in the back, and then him, he stabs poor what's his name, Will Patton, in the neck. You're like, yeah. Oh, jeez, heavens to Betsy. But so, all right, so he doesn't want to kill Lori, but he was just put in front of her, so he just wants to kill everybody.
Yeah, he's the boogeyman. Okay. He's the shape. He's a problem.
What I found was really interesting was that if what Goose said is true, I think what. One of the podcasters says, I think, is there's a the metaphysical lines between them are blurred in that, and the doctor says something about like being hunted versus being the hunter, and how both of them are obsessed with that.
Yeah, he wanted to test both of them. Really,
I think it was more that Lori wanted to kill him, not that he wanted to kill Lori,
because Lori thinks that he's coming for her, right, and her whole family,
right.
Like, she just assumes that to be true,
which,
right?
She actually is proactive and goes out after him, which is fascinating to me.
Yeah, you know, and there were several parts in that final chase scene where you almost felt like he was afraid of her.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
That's iconic. Part where she fell off the porch, he turns around, turns back, and she's gone.
Yeah, it's a complete
reversal.
His shoulders
kind of fall back, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that was the stuff, though, like, that is really good. Like, her, like, with, like, her, all of her guns and shit was intense. And then, like, Judy Greer sort of explaining to her daughter, like, you have no idea, like, what my upbringing was like. Like, it was just training for this.
And I thought she was one of the weaker parts of the movie. If we're being honest. Judy Greer.
Who? Judy Karen?
Yeah.
Judy Greer?
Leave Judy Greer out of this.
I'm fine
she
with Judy
She is the
Greer
Wayne
herself.
Newton of the 2010s.
So
that doesn't make a ton of sense. I don't think.
What bothered me was there was like, she knows what her mother went through. She knows, you know, kind of the situation. And then she,
I don't think that
like,
she does though, because it was always stories. She was never there for it. So, I mean, when you're being told something secondhand, it's not the same as being there.
But like people in the town knew, like she could have asked anyone in the town, but there was a one scene in particular when she was like, you can't say that there's hate in this world. This world, there's a lot of love in it. I'm like, that's stupid. Like, you're being stupid at this point.
Well, she also
that
had a Christmas
was a tough
on,
line.
So.
She did. What was that all about?
Yeah, what's so the deal with that?
That was a callback to the first conversation where Vicky tells Allison that they should just skip past Halloween and go to a happier holiday.
Oh, boy. See, you do have to sort of side with Karen just a little bit because she is probably 38, 37, 36, somewhere in there. And so her mom has been warning her and preparing her entire life. And 36, 37 years goes by. So she's older than all three of us, and yet nothing has actually happened. Like, Michael's been locked up the whole time.
Right.
That's a lot to, like, to still be freaking out about it.
Yeah, I guess.
Like he's locked up. Now, if you want to tell me, all right, he has escaped and the bus tipped over and he's out, then, okay, now you can start to really fucking lose your mind.
And not only that, but I say that about Judy Greer, but then, like, in the beginning she was annoying, but then she got awesome at the end.
Yeah, but Laurie
she was real good.
For 36, 37 years has been telling her stories that the boogeyman followed her, not like a regular man who had, you know, mental disabilities, but specifically the boogeyman
followed
her. So you might have to take that with a grain of salt after a while.
But Yeah, true. And Karen, that was a sick part, was when she was like in the bunker and she was like crying and like fake crying, and then like you see Michael show up and then she just like straightens up and shoots him. Like that was awesome. Pretty sweet. Yep, classic possum.
Great
good
animal.
Good stuff. Not a great animal. It really is not.
What are you
a great
talking
animal
about? I love seeing them scamper across the street.
I've only seen dead ones. Do you guys think Danny McBride should have had a cameo in the film?
No.
It would have been a little distracting, right? It's kind of like if Jordan.
I was looking for him the whole time, though. I was looking.
You
for
what?
Him. I was looking.
Yeah, I was. Now there was the one scene where it was the two cops and they were having like a little back and forth, like a little just like, you know, breaking up the, like when they saw the other cop car down the road.
They were talking about what they had for dinner. That was such a Danny McBride dialogue.
That was such a Danny McBride dialogue, and it easily could have been Danny McBride playing that. Like, he was in it for 5 minutes. Like, that easily could have been him.
I bet he was in there somewhere. I bet he was like...
I thought that he was going to walk by, like, with the trick-or-treaters and look directly at the camera and flip us off.
Well, you know what he was doing, Goo. You know why?
He should have got his Kenny Powers.
He was too busy. He was too busy filming Dundee. That's why he wasn't in the movie.
There it is.
Dundee 2020, baby. It's going to beat Wonder Woman.
It might.
It is not a real movie. It never was. Nah. Never will be.
It will be.
Now, do you think, I don't know if this was proven out in the movie or not, but
have you heard that Matthew Berry wrote Crocodile Dundee 3?
No.
He did.
The fantasy guy?
Yeah, and then Paul Hogan sued him. Look it up. It's a pretty fun story. Yeah. Check it out.
All right. I'll give it a bing later.
That's not real, is it?
Dr. Sartain, the not Loomis.
Right.
Did he cause the bus crash?
Said he did. He said he did, right?
He said he did? I don't remember if he did or not.
No, he said Michael overtook the guard, then overtook the bus driver, but you know he was in on it.
He obviously did. So that makes the most sense. All right, here we go. The ending of the film. And we can go back to whatever else you guys want to talk about too. But the ending of the film, two things. First, they light the basement on fire, which Michael is trapped in. The camera cuts away, cuts back. You don't see Michael. Is Michael dead?
No.
No.
Do we see a sequel? Is Michael going to be, or do we see Michael Myers again?
I hope not. I mean that in the nicest way. I mean that in the sense that, like, okay, you finally got it right. Cash in.
Like, it may have run its course.
Put your chips in. You're done. You know, like you finally got it right.
They now here
next year. They're already writing Halloween 2 or whatever the hell the next one is.
It made too much money. You're going to get another one.
Mm-hmm.
Now the other part of that would be, so I'm with you. I think he's obviously not dead. They got to leave it up to you. So it's like, hey, we're going to try to do things a little bit differently than the normal slasher, but we're going to end it like every other slasher. So they end it that way. But then the three generations of Strodes are driving, that they're safe. They're in the back of a pickup truck.
That conveniently drove by.
Conveniently was there. They flagged him down. So they're all riding in there. You have Lori, you have Karen, and then you have the granddaughter, Allison, who also got a stab in, by the way, on Michael when he was trying to escape. Got a good lick in there. And then also you see her, she's still holding the knife. Yep. And she's kind of like got it in her hands and kind of like is moving it around a little bit.
And she's kind of breathing in unison with Michael.
Mm-hmm. Are we to believe that she is going to be a murderer?
No.
That would be nice. You know what I would have actually loved in this movie, and this might be a bit of a warm take. I'm not going to say it's a hot take. I would have liked to have seen Jamie Lee Curtis die in this movie.
Yeah, I could see that. I mean, they're just keeping her. They're keeping her going,
right? But like, she saves herself to like she sacrifices herself to save like her daughter and granddaughter. Like that would have been good.
So yeah, that would have been pretty cool.
But
so
she was
Jason,
willing to do that though, isn't that?
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
She was for sure.
Isn't that enough for you?
No, not for Ryan.
Are
no.
You gonna truck Jamie Lee Curtis out for another one of these things?
Oh, absolutely.
Is she gonna want to do it though?
I don't know.
Yes, exactly.
This one made a ton of money. They're going to offer her more money.
Yeah. Now,
no
apparently,
more yogurt commercials.
I don't know. Those are kind of nice.
Hey, you remember that time when people were just, there was that rumor that Jamie Lee Curtis was a hermaphrodite and people just bought it? Like they're like, okay.
Yeah, she's not?
Oh, yeah.
I thought she was.
No. That was like that. People talk about the Marilyn Manson, like removing his ribs. Like that was just a rumor we heard like junior high and people are like, okay.
So Jamie Lee Curtis wasn't born that way?
I don't think so.
Eh. Well,
you a little soft on her now?
What did Richard Gere do with the gerbil?
I am in no position to say one way or the other what happened there, but I can tell you that he is a Buddhist, and I know that they believe in like moderation and all of those things. So,
all right, how about this? This is straight from looks like Wikipedia.org. In 2018 of June, no, so June this past year.
Is this the Crocodile Dundee thing that we're just talking about?
Yes, Danny McBride confirmed that he and Green originally had intended to pitch two films that would be shot back-to-back. After siding against it and waiting to see the reaction of the first film, quote, "We were going to shoot two of them back-to-back, then we were like, well, let's not get ahead of ourselves. This could come out and everyone could hate us, and we would never work again. So let's not have to sit around for a year while we wait for another movie to come out that we know people aren't going to like. So we were like, let's learn from this and see what works and what doesn't, but we definitely have an idea of where we would go with this branch of the story, and hopefully we get a chance to do it." Now, this past month, Jason Blum, one of the producers, that Blumhouse, which does like every horror movie, every horror movie, he did an interview with Forbes and said, quote, "We will do a sequel if the movie performs,"
which
that would be a yes.
Hopefully Michael is in a druid tribe and he finds a relative to make sweet love to make thicken or warm. And then we get a baby that we're protecting. Maybe Paul Rudd comes back. Maybe you find another
Paul Rudd would be great.
Hotshot.
Paul Rudd.
And then he gets stopped by rocks.
So Davey's he's a no on a sequel. You sound like you are in on a sequel.
I'd probably see it. I don't know if I'd be excited for it, but I would see it.
In a perfect world, I think you.
What would the title be? What would the title be, for God's sakes?
Halloween.
Son of a bitch. You're right. You're
you
both
know what
right.
What they should do is they should make a direct sequel to Halloween 3, Season of the Witch now.
You know what? It was a good.
Yes, now, with the mask.
Correct me if I'm wrong. There was a scene in Halloween 3, Season of the Witch, where like the kids were chasing butterflies. Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
I just watched it recently. I don't remember that, but
because
you could be definitely right.
The only reason I bring it up is there was a thing where like the sheriff, the black guy with the cowboy hat, says something to the effect of like, "We saw two guys checking their email at the library when the convicts got out," and he said, "Three of them are out chasing butterflies." And I thought that was really weird.
Wait a minute. Could be a link. Could be a link.
That would make sense because it felt like every other movie in this franchise got a nod. So maybe.
Yeah.
And it's really out of place to me. Like, why would you say that?
Michael getting burned alive is literally from Halloween 2.
Right.
Yeah.
And no, this is also Halloween 2, but it's Halloween.
No, it's not.
No, it's not. That's the friend in the movie.
They should have called it 22 and a half. Like Naked Gun.
So, now, I know it wasn't Will Patton, but they say that he was one of the first responders in Halloween, his character, Frank Hawkins. Mm-hmm. So are we led to believe, was he in it? I guess I'd have to go back and watch it. So
wait
like that.
Did either of you stick around for the post-credit scene?
There was not. Was there one?
There
was
one, was there?
Yes, there was. You guys, we have seen how many effing Marvel movies, and you don't sit around for the post-credit scene?
I didn't.
Well, for one, not a Marvel movie. Two.
Soon enough.
Two, I saw a super late showing.
So did I.
With my wife, so we were out of there.
There's an outside chance. So Wonder Woman might be a free agent. You put Halloween and Wonder Woman together. Franchise.
All right, so
what was the post-credit scene?
It was a black screen with breath up against mask. So Michael's alive.
Okay. What? That was really the post-credit scene?
Yes.
It's not really a scene.
Just breathing? Let me guess. They played the Halloween theme song.
No, it was 30 seconds of just breathing.
Huh. All right. So, hey, good. You know what, Goo? Everything was worth it having you on.
I was worth the $3,000, guys.
That was great. What a get. So I'm really glad I didn't stick around for that. Just breathing for 30 seconds?
10 minutes of credits.
That's how we're going to end this podcast. We're going to just wait
30 seconds
and then breathe for 30 seconds. Yikes. All right, so there you go. Anything else, guys? Anything else you want to get to? Any other characters? Any other anything you want to discuss?
The doctor sucked. I thought the again, what is with husbands being like dummies in like all these movies now?
He didn't want to put peanut butter on his penis.
So that was sneaky, one of the best lines of the movie. But that guy was just a dunce.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was not good. No, he was like a simple.
He was the cool dad.
He seemed like a bit of a rube to me.
Yeah.
Not as bad as the dad from Stranger Things, but still he was not great.
That was the guy who played Artie, the strongest man in the world, in Pete and Pete. He was also the Wiz in Seinfeld.
Looks like Davey was worth the $3,000.
Yep.
So PJ Souls was in this too. She played the teacher. Apparently, I don't remember.
Disappointed that Daniel Harris was not in this.
Yeah, what was up with that? I'm surprised.
Even if she went up to a counter and like winked at the camera, I'm into that.
Yeah, there wasn't a ton. I thought there was going to be a little bit more, kind of a few more callbacks or a few more kind of references Easter eggs.
Did you guys like Loomis's voice on the tape recorder?
No, that didn't sound anything.
Nah.
Like, it didn't sound anything like him, right? I was that is no Donald Pleasance.
No, it was not. That was not Pleasance. There's no way that was Pleasance. That was bull. Could have done better than that.
It wasn't even close either.
No.
I'm like, is that who it's supposed to be? Like, what are they doing right now?
I would kill him.
And did you also think the podcasters were absolutely useless to the actual plot of the movie?
I am glad they did. They kind of needed them. Like, they kind of got things going a little bit. And then, the other question, I forgot who was talking about this. Did the doctor manipulate the podcasters too? Like, was this his whole? Did this whole thing get set in motion by him?
No, because he was getting moved anyway.
Let them
bring
in the mask.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Right.
And actually, the whole first act for Michael and Davey, you might like this, felt like a video game. Like, Michael was on a quest to get all of his stuff back, and then he could start killing.
And you had to
it's dangerous
find
out there alone. Take this.
Yeah. That was a little weird, but I did like, now this was also in the trailer, but that was as badass of a horror movie scene as you're going to find. Is we've all seen you're trapped in like a public bathroom, you're in a stall and you're freaking out. We've seen that in
three
movies.
Three other Halloween movies, yep.
But do you see him drop a bunch of teeth on the ground?
That was pretty
good. Point.
That's badass.
Yeah. I am into
But then like, it was kind of weird, and I guess you need the mask. It's one of those things where it's like, all right, you got to get it. But for him to like, all right, I gotta go pop the trunk now and get this. Like, what? It's kind of weird.
Yeah, it was kind of weird.
He put the mask on and it was like, da na na na. And then he like turned around and he was ready to go.
But the thing, and that was kind of one of the worst parts of the movie for me too, and I know we're kind of running out of time, but like, it seemed like some parts kind of dragged and other parts were like less important parts dragged and more important parts were rushed. Am I wrong?
Mm-hmm. Am I wrong?
No, yeah, there was a little bit of, I mean, overall, like, I don't think it lagged because, you know, again, hour 45 minutes, but I hear you. Like, they could have done some stuff a little bit longer than others.
Like, the movie just like ended. Like, it just like, there was no like cool down. It was just, there was no like, stopped.
That's it.
you know what I mean? Which is good for a horror movie because you're going to get a sequel. But it just felt to me that like, we had this whole buildup of like Trap and Michael, and then there's a shot of them in the back of the truck and then gone.
Also, Lori want to see him die?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, because she's still going to have to deal with this now. Like, for sure she's going to have to. Because they thought they shot him and he fell off the balcony or whatever, or out of the window in the first one. So she thought he was dead and then he was gone. So, like, yeah.
Like, she's waited 40 years for this. Doesn't she want to see him die? I thought she was going to stay in the house with him and burn to the ground with him.
Yeah.
That would have been a good ending.
That would have been insane.
That would have been
really good.
Polarizing.
Just screaming at him and holding him, saying "I love you," "I hate you." Here's the whole thing. Just really intense. It's kind of how Hitler and Eva Braun went, I believe.
Oh boy,
what is that? Right? Or did he escape to Argentina? We may never know, guys. We may never know. All right, I think that'll do it. What else was I going to say about the? Oh yeah, so the sequel would be kind of it'd be really forced. I feel like if the sequel he goes after Lori again. Like, I feel like maybe it could happen, but I think you're going to have to find some angle with the granddaughter.
Is
like, I think that's the whole reason
why they kill in a different town.
Yeah, I would assume so. I mean, he's never been to space or the hood or Camp Crystal Lake or any of those places.
So to go back to the thing about the father, how about him dying and then no one caring?
No, that's a good point. No, I'm glad you mentioned
like
that.
Nobody cared.
I'm glad you mentioned that. Was actually part of it with like the three of them were in the truck and they were just like driving away.
And like when my wife,
yeah, my wife leans over. She's like, her dad and her husband just died. Like, yeah, yep. They're gonna kind of they'll circle back to that.
Yeah, I'll come back.
They'll get there on that. All right. So anyway, that'll do it for Halloween. Let's get on to the next thing.
Pick of the bomb.
Pick of the bomb.
Pick of the bomb.
Pick of the bomb. All right, Ryan, I say once again, pick of the podcast time, we let Goo, our guest, go first.
Now, Goo, this is something you like and you want other people to like, too. Just to clarify.
Great job, Ryan. Great job clearing that up. It can also be a dead person from the week.
Yes.
No one died this week, right?
I don't think so. Not anybody that would pass the busy Phillips test.
Let's see here. First off, pick of the pod is obviously Mac and Goo. Check us out. Macabre and Ghoul is still happening until the end of the month. We've done too many episodes this month, so there's enough for you guys to eat. Also, television shows that I've been watching, Daredevil, obviously we've already talked about that. I'm looking forward to Sabrina that is starting this Friday, and Riverdale. Keith, I know that you'll be jealous about this. Yesterday, my wife got me a Riverdale Letterman jacket for Halloween.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
So guess who's going as Archie?
That sounds amazing.
Oh, the life I live.
You're the best. All right, Davey, would you like to kick, receive, defer, or defend the goal?
I'll receive this week.
All right.
So why my wife did not join me at Halloween last night, and she pulled a fast one on me. We started watching The Haunting of Hill House together on Netflix.
Oh, my God.
It's really good. I watched the first episode with her, and then while I was at Halloween, she watched three episodes without me. So that was her way of, like, getting back at me. So
how many episodes is it? I have not started it. I asked on Twitter, at Dork Podcast, if it's worth watching, and everybody, one person said it was a slog. Everybody else was saying, I got to watch it.
Watch it.
How many episodes is it?
I'm not entirely sure, but I'm like, I'm one in, she's four in, so.
Do you think we could do like either like a mini episode on it or like a YouTube clip on, like, should we talk about it, you think?
Yeah, I think we should talk about it.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, that's a good one then. I gotta start watching that. So The Haunting of Hill House.
Mm-hmm. On Netflix.
Okay. Mine, so Daredevil, I'm with you guys. We mentioned Daredevil before. It's very simple. Just for next week, we're doing all the Screams. We'll probably focus mainly on Scream 1.
Or 3.
And mostly 3. But get in on those. I know 1, 2, and 3, I think, are on Stars, if anybody has Stars. 4 is everywhere. 4 is on Netflix. 4 is on AMC. That's an easy one to find. The other ones, maybe a little bit more of a pain in the ass. But rewatch the Screams.
I'm so excited to talk about the Scream.
You are such a coward. I'll tell you what right now.
I'm still doing it.
You're going to love it. You're going to be pleasantly surprised. Think about it. You just watched 11 Halloween movies. These are all better than those, except for the first one.
I guess.
Yeah, these are great. You're gonna have a great time. And then I'm also gonna kick up a Goose Juicy six pack by the end of the week. Finally.
Oh,
that'll be Scream related.
Yeah,
you're welcome.
Yes!
You're welcome. Huge boost in numbers for that one. Sure. All right, that'll do it for this week in this episode of Hashtag Dork. You can rate, review, and subscribe on the iTunes. You can follow us on Twitter at Dork Podcast. You can follow Davey on Twitch, twitch.tv/rvond, or on YouTube. You can email us at any time, dorkpodcast@gmail.com, macandgoo.com. It's all good. Everything's good.
It's all good, baby.
You guys, it's all good, baby. I had to go to James's party, baby.
It's all good.
You guys have anything else?
No.
Bubble.
You got it.
You got it. All right, another perfect episode. We'll talk to you next week. Scream franchise as Dorktober 3 Season of the Witch rolls on.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.